news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
We are back on the air for another week of the What Are You Reading comic book show. Am I coming in clear enough? Is this thing on?
Yeah, you're coming in good.
Okay, just want to make sure. So anyway, we thank you for joining us. Are you 2 to 12 people out there that may not join us in a week? This pay-per-view weekend here at Rant EM Radio. Of course, can't start off a pay-per-view weekend without the best show, the What Are You Reading comic book show. Wrestling is not the same without comic books first. In fact, did you know wrestling was an offspring of comic books?
What?
Did you know wrestling was an offspring of comic books?
Go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Well, see, you know, comic books came out and it was popular. But one day, two guys went to go get the last copy of a comic book. And since there was only one copy, they started wrestling over it. And then other people gathered around and watched. And it just took off from there. So, I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I'm giving you a blank stare right now.
Then, you know, it became popular in the carnivals, you know, where wrestling took off in the carnivals. And then when TV hit, you know, first it was comic book TV shows, then wrestling TV shows. And now comic books own the movies. So soon there'll be wrestling movies. I mean, real wrestling movies. I'm just saying, I mean, we got wrestlers doing comic book movies. It's all connected. It's all related. You know,
so
you know I'm speaking truth here, right? You know I'm spitting hot knowledge.
I highly doubt that.
You know I'm spitting hot knowledge. You need to listen. You need
to
open
your mind.
Your
facts may be a little muddled.
You need to understand where I'm coming from.
Okay? Really?
I didn't drop knowledge that you will never get no release else but on this show.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. No one listens to me.
I listen to you when it's like something I have in front of me. Just this, I'm like, were you there for it? Were you there? Are you like ancient because you know this?
No, but I have a universal knowledge.
Of course.
You know, I was born with it, you know, cosmic awareness. And so it works like that. So anyway, we're here to talk comic books because the wrestler will come later on in the evening.
Yes, and it is the What Are You Reading comic show here on live on Rant Entertainment Media. Rant, you can join us in several ways. You can call us at the number 215-253-4516. Okay, if you call this number, the more you call this number, the more we get to
keep
it.
Yeah, I'm tired of paying for a number that's not being used. Put it out there, people.
This is coming out of our pockets. You think we profit off this show?
What do you mean?
Come on.
But anyway.
You can also join us on Skype by adding the contact Silver Surfer _ forever. Ugh. And you can type away in the Rant Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chat. Listen-live.
And, of course, if you are a creator, we do do interviews like we did last week.
Yes, with Cullen Bunn, which you can hear on several places, like, you know, iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio. You can hear it on any of those places. Just subscribe. And especially if you're subscribing on iTunes, rate us 5 stars and leave a review. That is just so greatly appreciated.
Don't forget Zoom. Zoom needs love too, you know.
Zoom. If you're like me and one of the only 5 people that have Zoom, go on there. Go to Zoom Marketplace.
But anyway, I don't like starting off the show with the sad news, but we should. Because, you know, it was a tragic loss this week. We lost a comedian, actor, who did do a comic book related movie. And so, and he was beloved by a lot of people, and he brought a lot of smiles, and a lot of laughs, and a lot of enjoyment to people over the decades. And we're talking about Robin Williams, America's, the clown of the world. Let's be honest. He was the world's comedian to some people.
And well noted, big fan of Warren Ellis's Transmetropolitan and several other books.
And he got his start on TV way back, not with Mork and Mindy like everybody thinks, and not with Happy Days, but with the Richard Pryor Show. But of course, he did Mork and Mindy, which made him a star. And he went on to do movies. The main movie, comic book related, of course, is Popeye. I know a lot of people grew up watching that movie and loving it. I didn't think much of it, but hey, they made it, so.
You love it.
No, I wasn't a big fan of the Popeye movie.
Oh, you know it.
You say?
Oh, you love it and you know it.
No. See, You just don't know the relationship I have with Popeye. You know, when I was a youth, I used to wake up in my preschool days, and the first thing that would come on that I would watch was Popeye cartoons. And so, you know, I had a fine attachment to it, and, you know, I was looking forward to the movie, but it just didn't do it for me. And I don't fault anybody who do like the movie. That's cool, you know. But, he done all kinds of both comic and serious movies. What are some of your favorite movies, Jordan?
Death of Smoochie. I love that one. Oh, yeah. Underrated. World's Greatest Dad, Mrs. Doubtfire, Good Morning Vietnam. Those are all great. Aladdin's great, too. Dead serious. When I say that's one man I'm sad is truly gone now, because I'll never have the chance to work with him.
I like The World According to Garp.
Fisher King. I love the Fisher King.
There was some. Oh, in The Birdcage.
Oh, if you have not seen The Birdcage, go to Netflix. Well, of course, after listening to this, I didn't feel like a human being.
He kind of. It was a risky movie, The Birdcage, taking a well known French movie and remaking it. But he pulled it off. So he'll be missed by a lot of people. And,
If anyone was in on that, by the way, it records to the Arnold Williams take. I cordially invite Gene Simmons and Rush Limbaugh to go fuck themselves.
What do they do now?
Gene Simmons. Okay, of course, Robin Williams committed suicide. He had been feeling depressed, and of course, as reports have later shown, that he was entering the early stages of Parkinson's. Gene Simmons is kind of laid out saying, like, the press people should just fucking kill themselves. And by the way, as someone who's dealt with depression and kind of still does on occasion, Mr. Simmons, I cordially invite you to go fuck yourself.
I don't know why some people get to stay on this earth and others don't. But anyway, we're not here to debate that.
But seriously, Simmons, fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit.
Oh, come on now. Let's watch the language now. We got kids listening.
Yeah, sort of. But also, Wrestling Ball said it was because of leftist, you know, his leftist attitude. By the way,
come on now. We're not even getting into that clown. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh is...
we're not even talking about that clown to earth now. Okay?
How is this? Rush Limbaugh had a heart attack running after an ice cream truck.
Jordan, we're going to stop with Limbaugh because I will get off the topic of comic books and dig into them, and I don't want to do that. Anyway, let's talk some movie news. I mean, movie box office.
Yes, because America just got shell-shocked.
Yeah, I don't get you people. For 2 weeks in a row, you make Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number one at the box office.
Again, they got shell-shocked.
$28 million. Its budget was $125 million, and it's made so far $117 million, so it's successful. $185 million worldwide. You know, hey, look, if the kids like it, I can't blame them. I don't think it's a terrible movie. I told y'all that. I think there's better movies out there to spend your money on, but
go see Guardians of the Galaxy for like the 60th time.
Well, that came in second place for $24 million. Its domestic total is $222 million. Its worldwide total now $418 million. It's probably going to be one of the lower Marvel movies to ever come out, but for a franchise of characters that no one really know, you got to call it a win in its own right. I mean,
it is a win. It's a huge one.
Thor and Captain America, you know, they may have made less money in their first outing, but people knew who they were. Whereas now when they come out with movies, everybody know these characters and you know, the Avenger effect, they make more money. But and Guardians, I think that benefited from the Avengers too. Really, there's not much left in the top 10 as far as comic book movies. Hercules fell out of the top 10. The Giver, is that related to us?
No.
Okay, that's a young adult book, so. Yeah, everything is falling. Apes is at 13. Dragons down to 17. X-Men, 25. No, that's not even this week. Let's see, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 is X-Men. 25 is Transformers. So, yeah, you know, summer's ramping down. Not much left, but Sin City for the summer. And I don't know if they're going to screen that or not. And so, anyway. What you got for me, Jordan? Cheer me up.
I saved lots of money on my car insurance.
Geico or the other people? Esurance.
No, it's this guy I met in the back alley of a 7-Eleven while I was getting a slushy and some Doritos. Seems like a good guy.
And what did I tell you about getting slushies from strangers?
I got the slushie myself.
From a stranger?
No, I bought it myself. I may be poor,
that's still,
but I can...
That still
hold on. I may be poor, but I can indulge myself.
That still doesn't look right for you to be in back alley with slushies. I'm sorry. That's not a good look. Think about your life, man. Get it together. Get it in order.
I do think about my life. It saddens me. But what doesn't sadden me is that Papa Midnight's coming to Constantine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Papa Midnight. Mainstay character.
Yes, mainstay character. One of my absolute favorites from the Hellblazer series by Vertigo. By the way, read it. It's amazing. The relative newcomer, Michael James Shaw, has been casted in the DC DC Vertigo Comics inspired NBC series.
In the movie version, he was played by Dijon Huntsman.
Yes, one of the few good things about that movie.
There's nothing wrong with that movie.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
Oh,
sir. Other than the fact that he didn't have a British accent, that movie's okay.
There's a lot more wrong in that movie.
wrong. That's just agree to disagree.
Okay, even though I'm kind of wrong. But yeah, the character is set to reappear throughout the show. No word on when he'll start showing up. Of course, that nap must have got dropped off me. He made his first appearance in the first issue of Hellblazer, so yeah, he's a very important character. I'm very glad. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know the actor, but, you know.
Yeah, same here.
Midnight being in there, that's essential to the mythos. Did you see Mark Hamill's picture that got released with his Jedi beard? Yes, no, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
No, yeah, there was a picture released of Mark Hamilton, and of course from the set of Star Wars. He's not really doing anything but just posing. But he got a little white Jedi beard like Obi-Wan. Gray hair and everything. So you know he's going to be a wise old Jedi in this movie. Whether he can kick ass or not, that remains to be seen.
Yes, indeed. Going up on the comics, there is going to be yet another change for a DC book in October. Supergirl. What?
I said everybody changes in October, but go ahead.
Supergirl's getting a new creative team. She'll no longer be a Red Lantern. After the finally declaring, I know who I am, and taking off her Red Lantern ring in Supergirl number 33, Kara Zor-El gets a fresh new start in October. She begins building a new life as a more confident, motivated superhero. He gets a new love interest.
But did anybody think she was going to stay a Red Lantern?
I don't know. Maybe there's that one guy out there who thinks about it.
No, I mean, without having to have read it, I knew that was just a storyline that where it was going to be temporary. I mean, she got her own power set. You don't need to make her a Red Lantern. Okay.
Well, it turns out I misspoke a bit. Tony Bedard will be staying on as the writer. It's just a new start. Like, again, how so many books in October seem to be getting a whole new start. Either be it creative team-wise or, like, different directions. Such, you know, like Catwoman and Batgirl and so much and so forth and so on. Man, October is a rebranding month for DC right now.
You know, I kind of feel bad for Supergirl because ever since Crisis, they have not made her the A-list character she should be. I mean, she got killed off in Crisis. They made somebody else Supergirl. They brought her back. But she's still looked as down the line. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Speaking of another new comic, coming in November is a new Batman-related title, Gotham by Midnight, by writer Ray Fox and artist Ben Templesmith. It'll be starring Jim Corrigan, a.k.a. the host of Spectre.
Yeah, that's all we need is more Batman books.
Yeah, I'm a little burnt out. And yeah, the big Batman fans are me. I'm a little burnt out on all the damn titles out there.
I mean, even Marvel holds Spider-Man to less than 4 books. And then they realize that even when you look up and there's a Spider-Man book coming out all the time, even at some point they always realize, all right, we need to cut down these Spider-Man books. But DC is going the wrong direction, just putting out Batman, more Batman.
Well,
more Batman.
The series is a bit like Gotham Central, only spookier. As it will be following the adventures of a group known as the Midnight Shift, as they go around discovering the more creepier, supernatural, haunted corners of Gotham City. So that's like 3 new titles. In the fall, Bat Titles in the fall with Gotham by Midnight, Gotham Academy, and Arkham Manor.
You know, I would like to see these companies take other characters and work on them and make them stronger characters. And, like, work on it long enough that even if, like, in the beginning, people aren't reading it because they don't realize how good the book is, that eventually they'll come aboard when once the word get out and you've gotten a good run on it. But nobody gets that chance. And now they're just going to keep falling out with more Batman books. That's just not right. It's not
good. I agree. No, I completely agree. They need to be able to expand the huge catalog of characters they have. And again, for as big a Batman fan as I am, for as much as I'm liking the stuff they got going on with Batman, there is a limit. There's a limit, people.
Now, I got some news for you. You're a music fan, right?
Yeah, I like music fine.
Well, Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack with number one on the Billboard charts. That mixtape hit number one. What do you think about that?
That's awesome.
Did you ever think of your mixtape soundtrack?
What, that was a real thing?
Yes.
I had to do that.
Why do you think I told you to come up with something?
What? That was just one of your other... I'll have it next week.
No, next week is too late. Too late.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
My ex-crush, Thandie Newton, is joining the HBO show Westworld. Are you a Westworld fan?
I've never read Westworld.
You never saw the movies?
No.
There's someone else joining Westworld, too. Wait, who? Oh, yeah, Ed Harris. I know you like Ed Harris.
Ed Harris is a good actor. He's in one of my favorite movies this year. Snowpiercer.
Right. You never saw the Westworld movie?
No, I never saw Westworld.
Oh, if it's on Netflix, look for it. I wonder what they're going to do different about this as opposed to the original Westworld, which was one of these amusement parks where they had, you know, robots, and I think a malfunction made one go on a killing spree, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time since I've seen the movie. Then they did Future World, and Yul Brynner was in both movies, I believe. But it's been such a long time. You still with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. Did you see the new? Well, did you see the new Doctor Who trailer?
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, yeah, we got a week before the new Doctor Who. I know you're excited.
Yes, I am, because I'm a huge goddamn Doctor Who fan. Hold up!
Before we move on, we have something to reveal. We have seen Doctor Who. We've seen this first episode so far that's coming out next week.
Yes, we have.
Don't ask us how, because we don't remember. And I don't think it was a complete episode. No, I know it wasn't a complete episode because the special effects didn't look right. But it's definitely a darker tone than what you're used to. And Peter Capaldi, man, I don't like him.
And
let me tell you why I don't like him, okay? Because every week I watch The Musketeers, and he plays that evil Cardinal Riddler, and he's a bad person. You can't play a bad person on one show and a good person on another show. I just don't buy it. I don't buy it. He's a bad person. He hired this bad guy to fight over some money against the Musketeers, okay? He's a bad guy. He can't be the Doctor. The Doctor is bring back Matt Smith, please. Now, but the episode, it's a different episode than what you're used to when you first see a new Doctor.
It's a first Doctor story.
But usually they try to bring you in slow and make it a little bit light-hearted, this one didn't come across that way. It came across a bit. You really don't know what kind of doctor this new doctor is. Whether they leave it up in the air whether he's a good person or not. Of course, we all know he's going to be a good person, but this ain't gonna be all fun this season. It seems like from the
episode. Yeah, indeed. I thought it was very good. Nice start to Capaldi's reign as 12th Doctor. Well, and a good performance from Jenna Louise Coleman, who, speaking of, is rumored to be leaving the show.
Who's leaving the show?
Jenna Louise Coleman.
Oh, see, I'm out. I'm in.
All right, now it's finally my show.
I got one more thing. I was happy to see Vestra and Jenny. Oh, Jenny's so cute. And Strax.
See, don't give too much away.
I'm not giving it away. I mean, they're going to be making appearances during the season.
All right, fair enough. I'm saying let's just let fans be surprised.
All right, you just want to take.
But yeah, Jenna Louise Coleman is rumored to be leaving around Christmas.
That's really the end of the season.
The actress is willing to be quitting her role as a Time Lord companion and in a sensational Christmas story. Her exit would bring an end to her 18 months as Clara Oswin Oswald.
That seems about right. Two seasons is about as long as most companions. I mean, Amy Pond lasted 2.5 seasons.
Oh God, I love Amy Pond so much. But yeah, sources add that it's a very mutual decision. It's that it's important to keep the series moving and fast-paced when time is starting to feel right, and the feeling is that it could be a perfect Christmas.
So what do you think? They're going to go with a younger companion or older companion?
I don't know. I don't know. I really can't predict that. I'm telling you, I really can't predict that. Well, because you never know.
What would you like to see?
I'd like to see a cool companion.
A cool companion?
Yeah, just a really good character with a nice arc and range and someone who can play off Peter Capaldi very well.
Well, I just don't want... As long as they don't have him interacted with my girl... You know who I'm talking about, right?
Oh, Patsy Cline.
No. Who's the doctor's wife?
River Song.
Right. He can't touch her.
Why not?
Because that's not his woman. That's Miss Woman.
I'm pretty sure she's down with the whole regeneration thing.
No.
Yeah.
I've started a petition to get rid of Peter Capaldi already, because he's evil.
You're the only one who's signed it so far, haven't you?
It doesn't matter. He's evil. I know.
We don't know that.
So, did you know there's two Aquaman scripts out there in the works for DC?
So it seems it is.
That's a good deal or a bad deal?
I think it's awesome. There's going to be a fucking Aquaman movie. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Because Aquaman is a great character.
As long as they have Tusky in it, I'm in.
Dude, Mera. As good as it is to get Aquaman right, they gotta have a very good and strong Mera.
Listen, they're going to have Mera. That's not Tusky. You got to get Tusky right. Okay? If they don't have Tusky, what?
Why Tusky?
Because that's what I grew up with. It's that simple. I grew up with Tusky.
I'm not sure we really need Tusky that much.
See? Jordan Cup, damn you.
What? No, you're not going to do a damn thing because you love me and you know I'm good for the show.
Tusky. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
But do we really need Tusky?
Yes.
But really, think about it. Really?
Yeah, Tusky.
just going to move on from that to more charting. Hey,
email me, tweet me, people, if you agree with me, Silver Surfer 4, F-O-R, hashtag bring us Tusky.
Oh, so you're going to do a hashtag now?
Yeah. Hashtag we want Tusky, okay?
That's... All right, let's see how that works. Meanwhile, James Gunn has teased several things about Guardians of the Galaxy 2, such as who is Peter Quill's father. As we know, it is Sparta Empire Jason, but it appears that James Gunn has said, quote, it's definitely not the character who's in the comics. I'll say that much.
Have we talked about this already, that some people think they may tie him into Star Fox?
No.
That I either read or listened to another podcast where one of the rumors may be that he may be the son of Star Fox, which of course would make him related to Thanos, because Star Fox and Thanos are brothers. You know, it wouldn't be beyond Star Fox to come to Earth and
bang a human?
Make a little loving, because that's what he does.
Yeah, bang a human.
He bangs everybody.
Maybe. Going on, he says, there have been a lot of documents passed around about who Peter Quill's father is. Mm-hmm. Between a select two or three of us. That's been part of the plan since the beginning. That's something I had to work out before we shot the screenplay. We wanted to make sure Yondu's place and everything made sense, and it does. It's all very specific stuff. And he also offered up it whether or not we'll see Thanos in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Quote, he will show up there if he helps our story. And he will not show up, at all if not. Thanos is not the most important thing in Guardians 2, that's for damn sure. There's the Guardians themselves and other threats the Guardians are going to be facing that are not Thanos. End quote.
Like who? Super Skrull?
I believe it would be... No. But I don't know, honestly. But, you know, I do know one thing. They're going to need Cosmo, the space dog, to fight this threat. I'm going to start my own hashtag. Hashtag Cosmo for Guardians 2. Get on it, people. Oh, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to go on Twitter and get that started. Well,
look at this. Two Guns is on HBO.
Why is that interesting?
You didn't see Two Guns?
I saw Two Guns. It's kind of fun.
Okay, well, it's a comic book movie.
Damn it.
Let's see.
And done. There. It's out in the Twitter sphere and whatnot.
Yeah, Jordan, for Christmas. You know what I want, right? I want two things. I want a Rocket Raccoon doll that shoots and talks, and I want a dancing baby group. Okay?
Okay. I can probably get you a gift card.
That's not gonna help me. I want the dancing baby group.
You can get a dancing baby group with the gift card.
Everybody wants a dancing baby group. It seems like. Of course, now the video's online. Of the scene where he's dancing at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, by the way, if you're going to post that, kindly make sure you post it as a spoiler.
What spoiler? It's just a dancing baby group. That doesn't spoil the movie.
I disagree.
It does not tell you anything about the movie other than it's a dancing group. That's about it.
I'm meaning the clip.
Yeah, that clip doesn't spoil anything.
Ah, gee. I am not going to spoil all part of Guardians of the Galaxy right now.
It's not, it doesn't.
Because they can all listen to our spoiler cast, which will be up at the time. By the time this episode's over.
Hopefully. What about the Power Rangers?
But what about the Power Rangers? I know they're mighty, and they can morph. Oh, you mean the fact that their movie is officially going to come out July 22nd, 2016?
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Are you a big Power Rangers fan?
I used to be. Now I'm just like, I kind of moved on to different things.
Like women.
Yeah, like women. And comic books, and Batman, and television. Oh, and scotch. Really important. I moved on to scotch.
Yeah, that's been a mistake, if you ask me.
No, it hasn't. My friend...
Yeah, you should become a rum man.
Johnny, hey, I like rum. It's just that scotch is infinitely more, you know, tastier than rum.
I disagree with that. I like scotch. Don't get me wrong. Aged scotch is Macallan, some 32-year-old Macallan. Oh, that's some delicious stuff. But it's not rum. It's not. You know, you don't hear the Pirates of the Caribbean drinking scotch. No, they drink rum. Bacardi's.
Bacardi is next for me.
Anyway, sorry. Where were we?
Scotch is better than Power Rangers.
Oh, okay, yeah, so... Of course, I don't care for Power Rangers one way or another. It's if you do a good movie, I'm fine with it. If not, it's no big deal to me. You know, I don't have the attachment to Power Rangers as a kid, because I wasn't a kid when it came out, so...
I was, and I loved the ever-loving shit out of it. I even my dad took me and my brothers to see Turbo. By the way, I apologize, Dad, because that movie is god-awful. I truly apologize.
Now, if you want to bring up some Ultraman or something like that, then you're talking my language.
Oh, we're really going down the Ultraman road right now.
Hey, you know, go to the originals, man. Anyway.
Yeah, What was that whistling?
Just some women just Googling. Women, you know, oogling me, you know, because I'm doing a good job of the show. What did you want to talk about? Because I had something.
Speaking of movies, Marvel appears to be moving forward with the Inhumans movie.
Right, that's what I wanted to get into.
All right, go ahead. Lead.
There's been talk about the Black Bolt. Being played by Vin Diesel, right? I don't know how true that is. I just find it ironic that you got an actor like Vin Diesel, right? Known for his voice, known for his look. You put him in one movie for his voice and he only says three words. And then you may put him in another movie where he doesn't speak at all.
Yes, that is true. Go on.
So what were you about to say?
Maybe he's perfect for the Inhumans.
Okay, tell me why.
I mean, he's a good actor.
I know, but he really wouldn't be doing much if he can't speak. Just mean mugging for the camera, mostly. And waving his arms, and somebody else doing the talking for him. I mean, yeah, when it comes down to the fight scenes, you know, should be badass. But, I don't know. It just seems like a little off, in my opinion. He could be perfect for it. And, I hope whoever they do cast as Black Bolt, it knocks it out the park.
Oh, me too. But there's information that they're going after a screenplay by Joe Robert Cole.
Okay, who is he?
Let me look that up. Because I'm kind of blanking on this guy's name, too. Hold on. Joe Robert Cole. Let's Oh, wow. Right now, I gotta do an official Google search. Yeah, you should be. That's disgusting. And unprofessional.
Well.
Oh, here we go. IMDb, come on. Oh, right. He has written Amber Lake and directed it. And Amber Lake is apparently a drama for... Fuck you, Pop-Ups. Is a drama thriller from 2011 about three half-sisters after being involved, after being invited to her father's lake house to meet with him and each other for the first time, are each questioned by a local sheriff to explain the events that took place leading up to the discovery of their father floating dead in the lake.
Okay.
And by the title, I'm just going to guess Amber did it. That untrustworthy bench.
Oh, Star Wars news. You know, so there's word that Disney may release the original three Star Wars in its original form.
And if it is Disney, I'm gonna rent a honeymoon suite in a hotel room. I'm gonna lock the door and light the candles and show you how much I love.
No special editions, no extra explosions.
Yes.
Boba Fett should look human. Oh. I mean, I'm not Boba Fett. I mean Jabba the Hutt. Cause listen, maybe I'm going crazy, but I do remember seeing that scene with a human Jabba the Hutt when I was a kid and I saw Star Wars. Now maybe that was an accident that it got shown in the theater. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe I'm tripping. And of course, they wouldn't put that scene in there, but there's a lot of stuff. You know, Han would shoot first, not at the same time, not after Greedo shoots at him. I know that makes a lot of people happy, right? Makes you happy, right?
Yes, it really does.
That Han shot first. That's why.
Because he did. God damn it.
That's why people like Han Solo, because he didn't take no junk. He wasn't going to wait until somebody came after him. He was going to take them down first. Can't change that about Han. Okay? And if you wanted to do something to change the original Star Wars, you should have had Chewie get a medal. I mean, everybody else is getting medals at the end of the movie, except for Chewie. I mean, he just treated him like a dog. Anyway. Oh, and no, you know, let's see, the creature in number three is going to look like a hole in the ground like you're supposed to, not some mouth sticking out of the ground, right? And Luke will not scream no. I mean, he won't scream I when he falls down the shaft. Right? Did I lose you, Jordan?
We will not. Yes, and hopefully, because I want this to happen. Damn it! Because goddamn it, Lucas, why'd you gotta fuck all that?
Well, look, I kind of did. You know, there was things he wanted to do that he wasn't able to do at that time, but he did go a little overboard with these.
Overboard is an understatement right now.
You don't have to watch no dance musical scene in episode 3. Which I think was the most wasted thing he put in episode 6 was that whole dance number routine. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, other news, Adam McKay and Will Ferrell are set to executive produce a supervillain themed animated movie, Hedge.
Didn't Will Ferrell already work on a supervillain film?
Megamind,
yes. So this is not really new ground for him. But
no, it's not. Megamind was interesting, but Deadline's reporting Gary Sanchez Productions, Adam McKay, Will Ferrell, and Chris Hennessy have signed on to become creative collaborators, executive producers on Henchmen, a feature-length adaptation of a SIGGRAPH 2014 short Henchmen. Ill-suited. The link to the article on superhero hype is on our Facebook page, the What Are You Reading comic book Facebook page, when you can go by and like on Facebook right now. Has also shows the short itself. The film is officially described as the following. Hank is a lowly class free henchman in the Union of Evil. It's not how he pictured his career, but he says you just play the cards you're dealt with. When Hank is forced to train an excitable young dreamer, he offers the same trite poker metaphor. Instead, the boy steals an amazing super suit, changing everything. Hank enlists a woman from his past, Jolene, to help extract the kid from the suit. Soon, the kid has fled. Worse, Jolene has been kidnapped. Worst of all, Hank has realized he is in love. Now Hank must break his risk-nothing code to save the boy he's befriended, the woman he loves, and the entire free world.
Now, of course, you know, when they're doing a cartoon about a villain, he's going to not end up being a villain at the end. But it would be interesting that if somebody did it where it starts off as a villain and he ends as a villain, either facing the consequences or even getting a victory. But we'll never see that, so no big deal.
I would like to see that from this movie, but yeah, it's highly likely.
Let's get to the big news.
Yes, pregnant.
No.
Okay.
This could change trajectory of history.
If it's true.
Okay. Now, Time Warner is supposedly up for sale, right? And, you know, there's not but so many companies that own all these outlets for entertainment. Now, Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News Corp, was going to try to buy everything, but that doesn't seem to be happening now. So now the word is that Disney is going to swoop in and try to purchase everything, which would mean they would own Marvel and DC Comics.
Yes, China's wealthiest man, Wang Xianlin, also failed to get the company. The art, coming off the Hollywood Reporter, quote, the prospect of combining Disney's Marvel and with Time Warner's DC Comics might be too compelling to ignore. Plus, CNN would give Disney the cable news asset it lacks. Disney's market cap as of August 8th was $147 billion compared to Time Warner's $63 billion, which gives Disney CEO Bob Iger more leverage than Murdoch might have, end quote. Yeah, that is too big to ignore. But also, is Disney really lacking cable news? I do not think it needs cable news that much.
No, it's not lacking cable news. And, you know, people make jokes about the mouse trying to take over the world, but may not be a joke, but for our purposes, if DC and Marvel was owned by the same company, okay, one, would they combine everything to one big company, or would they run them as two separate businesses? Two, that would definitely put Diamond Distributors out of business, because at this point, you got one company owning 2/3 of the comic book industry. They don't need Diamond Distributors to distribute that many books when they can do it themselves. And three, anybody else that's out there may just get crushed as far as other comic book companies, unless they merge up with each other somehow, some way, or get involved with a bigger company. So,
I'm not sure about the Diamond thing, because, again, they could still have Image, IDW, Dark Horse, Boom, Dynamite's business.
Yeah, but that wouldn't, trust me, if to lose that much business wouldn't help Diamond at all.
Oh no, I fully agree. It would crush them.
Because, you know, if unless they're under some kind of contract that needs to run out first, Disney has their own method of distributing material, and so does Time Warner. So they don't need Diamond. And right now, everybody still uses Diamond, but yeah, that would just cut them off. Now, do you think they would merge all the companies into one, or they would run them as separate companies?
I would say separate, because I think it's working fine that way. Although, I'm not sure how good it could be if they did just combine them both, like, into one huge universe.
Yeah, but then that would be more than likely.
I mean, unless there's that one person out there that's waiting on an ongoing Adam and Ant-Man team-up book.
Yeah, you could get more team-up books, but if they combine the companies, which direction would they take it? More Marvel, more DC? I mean, would you get a Marvelized version of Superman and Batman, or would you just stay the same?
Considering then, each company has their own DC or Marvelized version of another hero, not sure. I would say competition's good for business.
Exactly, and which is why a merger might not do us any good.
A merger might not be that good, because again, even though TNA is going out of business, like competition, again, it's always good for business, people.
And then, you know, we haven't even gotten to what it would mean as far as all the cable networks and the news networks and all that. I mean, we don't get good news out there now because these big corporations run these news networks, and having, whether it's Fox or Disney, have more control over the news, that's just not good at all. I mean, anyway.
Yeah, again, competition. It's good for business and installs, you know, good things. So, again, this could be a good thing. I mean, there could be that lowly worker at DC. There could be that lowly worker at Marvel at DC. He's like, oh my god, I can actually feed my kids and put them through college now. Yay.
You know what I think would be a good idea, though, with a DC...
A Zatanna movie with me writing and directing it starring Dita Von Teese. Yes, no, I agree. No, I will do it right now.
No. I'm serious here, okay? I'm serious.
I'm serious, too.
No, I'm serious. Let me tell you. If Disney owned both DC and Marvel, right? I can see it now. Come 2022... a new wing at Disney World. The Marvel versus DC section, where you get to go in and watch these people just beat the hell out of each other. Yes! You go in and put your own costume on and get beat up by somebody too. Perfect.
Yes. But allow me to go with my Zatanna outline. She could open up by having a reporter follow her, and you just lost interest, didn't you?
What were we talking about?
Okay, again, I know one movie that could come out of this. Again, maybe a Zatanna live-action series or movie. I already have an outline ready. Wake up!
Okay, I'm going to wake up to the fact that we have more shows coming on tonight.
What's that?
See, folks, not because of me. You got to sit around this chat room for a whole hour to 7 p.m. when the pregame SummerSlam, WWE SummerSlam pre-show starts at 7 p.m. here on Rant EM Radio, hosted by Double A and a cast of others. I hope I'm invited to call in. They'll go over all the predictions and talk about the network and how it's only $9.99 and how you should own it by now. And then at 11 p.m., Rant EM Radio hit the airwaves again with a post show where people will try to make me cry. because they think I'm going to be upset if John Cena loses. But they don't know me very well. And
why would you want the walking McDonald's billboard to win?
I don't. Who? You talking about Brock Lesnar?
No, John Cena. Because his new color scheme makes him look like a McDonald's worker.
Hey, look. Everybody wants Lesnar to win. And if he wins, I'm not going to get upset.
I will say this.
But some people, if Cena wins, they're going to be whining and crying and talking about rioting. Like children.
I will say this. I do not care, because this is actually one match I'm not looking forward to that much. Cena, you know what? Jericho and Wyatt, that's a match they'll be looking forward to.
Yeah, there's all kinds of, plenty of good matches coming on tonight. It should be a good card if it unfolds correctly. Plus, join us every week for the What Are You Reading comic book show. The number one show in the universe. Number one in your hearts. Number one in your mind.
And the show you'll be listening to on your deathbed.
Saturday nights at 11 p.m. It's the Wrestling Calling Show with William Morgan and Rage. They talk about everything and anything wrestling. Fridays is you get a new episode of the Lex Experience podcast. Wednesdays, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil and Dave. They go over new and classic wrestling. Tuesday night, that Double A. The Rant Radio. Rant EM Radio's Rant. Every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Him and Tony C. They go all the wrestling news and recap Raw if they find it interesting enough to talk about it. And all kinds of other crazy stuff going on the airwaves. And can't believe we got through a whole show without someone calling in yelling at me, "You're not doing a good job!" He let us be this week. I know he's getting ready for his show, so he's not really listening to us. And that's cool. That is cool. I mean, if he just start reading comic books, he'd be a happier person. You know, in between watching those classic wrestling clips on the $9.95 WWE network,
it's only $9.99.
Pick up a book. Pick up a comic book.
Yes, pick up a comic book.
Especially since you know that wrestling did come from comic books.
We're still disputing that.
Hey, look, my knowledge is correct as always. I'm never...
Okay, you know, speaking of comic books, think about this. You know Rick Remender, current writer of Low, Deadly Class, yes. Black Science, Captain America. He wrote a video game, Bulletstorm.
Don't forget Uncanny...
Uncanny Avengers. What would you think about a Grant Morrison written video game?
I don't know. I mean, you probably do a good job. It depends on what the video game's about.
It would be one of the weirdest experiences ever.
Well, sometimes a weird video game works. If you still gotta write a good story, you know. Oh man, you know. Arkham Asylum came out this week, of course. We did talk about it last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget to enjoy SummerSlam and that, people.
Is there anything else we need to go over?
I'm awesome.
Okay, I got it. I'm gonna lead us out on a song, okay?
Okay.
All right, so people, thanks for listening, and we'll join us again next week. God willing. Stop. Let's rewind it. There's a show I want to talk about real quick.
Oh, what?
Black Jesus.
Oh my God, Black Jesus is so good.
People, it's very controversial, but I get the satire.
Yeah, me too. It is classic Aaron McGruder.
It's really playing on people have their own perception of what they think Jesus should be or what he would be, and really you don't know. And if I know a lot of people haven't watched the show because what they've seen in the trailer, the trailer makes you just look all silliness, but watch an episode or two, and you'll see some of the good and bad of that show. But I thought the second one was funnier than the first one, for the most part. I loved it in the beginning. Charlie Murphy's sitting there eating breakfast, and a goat just runs by him for no reason.
Ah, so good. Again, people, definitely watch the show. If you were a fan of Boondocks, and by Boondocks, I mean seasons 1 through 3.
Right.
There was never a fourth season of that.
No, it wasn't.
No. Right. If there was, I'd figure it'd be pretty goddamn awful and make me forget, you know, why I even enjoyed the show in the first place.
But I got a song for you to play us out. So everybody, good night.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.
20 simoleons on second
level. What am I? Some kind of judge or lawyers? Maybe not. But I knows what law suits me. Careful, they don't ruffle me feathers. What am I? I ain't no physicist, but I knows what matters. What am I? I'm Popeye, the sailor. And I am what I am, what I am, and I am what I am, and that's all that I am, cause I am what I am. You got it?
I think so,
yeah. And I've got a lot of muscle, and I only got one eye, and I never hurt nobody's, and I'll never tell a lie. Top to me bottoms, from the bottoms to me top. That's the way it is, till the days that I drop. What am I? I am what I am.
I am what I am.
Wondering about myself, to be or not to be, who's asking? I can open up an ocean, I can take a lot of sail, I can lose a lot of water, and I'll never have to bail. But the coast of Madagascar grabs a whale by the tail. What am I?